Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast for Monday evening, April 27th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Mining news breaks. Lafleur Minerals Inc. eyes near-term production in prolific abidity belt. Lafleur Minerals Inc., a gold explorer and near-term producer, aims for production in the abidity greenstone belt. The company's recent PEA for the Swanson Gold Dospit in Quebec shows strong economics. CEO Paul Tenier looks forward to pre-operational tests at the Beacon Gold Mill. Lafleur focuses on developing gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec. Mining news breaks. Lafleur Minerals Inc. eyes near-term production in prolific Abitibi Belt. Lafleur Minerals Inc. is gearing up for near-term production in the prolific Abitibi Greenstone Belt. The company's recent preliminary economic assessment for the Swanson Gold Dospit in Quebec highlights its capital-efficient approach, leveraging the 100% owned Beacon Gold Mill. CEO Paul Tenier emphasized the transition from exploration to production execution. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Lexti Biotechnology Holdings L, XOT, unlocking new potential in precision cancer treatment. XOT is making strides in precision cancer treatment by developing therapies like LB-100, a small molecule compound aiming to enhance chemotherapy and radiation efficacy while reducing side effects. By focusing on improving existing cancer treatments, the company is addressing a common challenge in oncology. Clinical trials for LB-100 are currently underway for ovarian clear cell carcinoma and metastatic colon cancer.
Why silver imports into China reached record levels in March 2026. Imports of silver into China surged 173% in March 2026, reaching the highest levels ever recorded in the country's history. Analysts are examining the reasons behind this spike and its implications for investors. Companies like New Pacific Metals Corp. are advised to monitor global silver market trends, not just those in China, for long-term strategies.
New molecule may open new therapeutic pathway against brain cancer. Researchers at Brown University Health have identified a molecule that could potentially alter how glioblastoma responds to treatment. Glioblastoma is the deadliest and most prevalent form of brain cancer affecting adults, with a 5-year survival rate of just 5 to 10%. Planning is underway for a clinical trial testing direct surgical delivery of the molecule into the tumor.
Investor news breaks. Transcode Therapeutics Inc. appoints Scientific Advisory Board Chair, signs research agreement with Michigan State University. Transcode Therapeutics has appointed Anna Moore, PhD, as chair of its Scientific Advisory Board and signed a research agreement with Michigan State University to advance its RNA-based therapeutic pipeline. The collaboration aims to support the development of the company's lead candidate, TTX-MC138, for treating advanced cancers. Dr. Moore will provide strategic guidance on research efforts. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
GeoVax highlights Gedapin Red as a potential immune-sensitizing platform amid rising industry investment in vivo cancer therapies. GeoVax Labs Inc. highlights Gedapin Red as a potential immune-sensitizing platform in the growing industry focus on in vivo cancer therapies. Gedapin is strategically positioned to enhance the efficacy of checkpoint inhibitors and next-generation oncology modalities across solid tumors, offering a promising approach to addressing solid tumor metastatic disease. GeoVax is advancing Gedapin in combination with checkpoint inhibition in a planned Phase 2 clinical trial in first-line head and neck cancer therapy.
Glenda Silver engages Ronachir McKenzie Geoscience to advance district-scale interpretation and targeting following promising 3D IP survey results at flagship Yukon project. Blenda Silver Corporation has engaged Ronacher McKenzie Geoscience Inc. to advance district-scale interpretation and targeting at its UConn project, following promising 3D IP survey results. The survey revealed strong correlation between the IP chargeability response over the West Zone and known mineralization. Multiple larger-scale untested chargeability anomalies were identified, suggesting potential extensions and new targets across the property. RMG will integrate data and propose high-priority targets in an 8-week program.
Upside Gold Corp. signs LOI for strategic claims adjacent to the Kenna property. Upside Gold Corp. signs a letter of intent with a local prospector to acquire 7 mineral claims adjacent to the Kenna Gold Copper property in British Columbia. The claims, totaling approximately 273 hectares, aim to enhance the continuity of the Kenna land package by consolidating adjacent ground along promising trend. This strategic move aligns with the company's goal of expanding its exploration efforts in the region.
Trailbreaker Resources appoints Charlie Grieg as technical advisor. Trailbreaker Resources Limited has appointed Mr. Charlie Grieg, MSc, PGO, as a technical advisor. With extensive experience in mineral exploration, Mr. Grieg's track record includes successful projects in Mexico, Yukon, Eritrea, and more. His expertise in BCQ-AH porphyry deposits will guide exploration at Trailbreaker's Coho, Atsutla, and Liberty projects. The company has issued Mr. Grieg 100,000 stock options as compensation for his role.
As heart, kidney, and metabolic health worsen, cancer risk may rise. New research published in the American Heart Association's journal Circulation, Population Health and Outcomes suggests that individuals with advanced heart, kidney, and metabolic conditions may face a higher risk of developing cancer. The study found that later stages of cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome were associated with a 25 to 30% increased risk of cancer. This highlights the importance of considering cancer risk in addition to cardiovascular disease risk for individuals with CKM syndrome.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.